question.
I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was to meet with G7 foreign ministers Monday evening. The goal, finding an off-ramp in the hostilities between Israel and now Hezbollah in Lebanon. By the union representing striking machinists at Boeing to the aerospace giant's latest offer that the membership will not even vote on. Jazz great Benny Golson passed away in New York City. His agent said it was a short illness. He worked with many jazz giants during a 7-decade-long career. Benny Golson was 95. This is ABC News. Labor pains at entertainment venues in Philadelphia.
An overnight low of 47 degrees with light east winds. Partly sunny and pleasant Tuesday, a high of 70. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 46. Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 75. Thursday, mainly sunny and unseasonably warm, a high of 77. Upper 70s as well on Friday. Saturday, 74 with a slight chance of a few light showers.
Luis Albino was 6 years old in 1951. When he was kidnapped while playing at a park in Oakland. Now, over 70 years later, Albino has been found. The Bay Area News Group reports Albino's niece found her uncle living on the East Coast. He's now a father and a grandfather, a retired firefighter, and Marine Corps Vietnam veteran. He was lured away in 1951 by a woman promising candy. He was flown to the East Coast with a couple and was raised as if he was their son. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text-to-win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you can win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn Gang. Yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came through.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Custer with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see.
I am the luckiest man alive.
I think anybody that saw what happened, that's a legitimate injury. So,
did I tell you, baby?
Power, he wants to be out there.
You're the joy of my life.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October, and the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A meteorologist, Rodney Price, any sprinkles out there? We'll contour the edge. We'll see plenty of clouds across the area. A little patchy fog as well. Upper 40s. After the fog on Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Bill Carroll, president of Chiefs of Joint House Bill 39, and Ben Wickler, chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can join us. You can call or text. It is the same number. And you can leave a comment if you're watching the live stream as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our next guest, it is our Go for the Green and Gold statewide text to win contest. Right now, until noon, using the Civic Media app, text in the word jewelry. J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. Jewelry. Take your time. I know this word has been used before. There are some spelling errors.
Trust spell check on your phone.
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. Jewelry is the word to text before noon. And then you can pick up either $100 cash or some lovely gold jewelry. Everyone's going to be in the running for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay against New Orleans. Text the word this hour. Jewelry. J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. The next word will come at 1 o'clock with Tom Alba and then 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. Right now, though, the word is jewelry. Text it in via the city. All right, very excited to have our next guest join us. She is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy, Plans, and Capabilities with the Department of Defense. Dr. Mara Carlin is here. Good morning, Dr. Carlin. How are you? Wisconsin connection, is that correct?
Absolutely. I grew up in Wisconsin. I went to Nicolet. I am Milwaukee. A bunch of my family is still there. And when I land at the airport, the first thing I want to do is to immediately get some Crestwood and Cups. Wisconsin is deep in my heart. I mean, I read the flavor forecast already, as you can imagine.
Yes, do we all. Yes, do we all. Well, tell us a little bit about your background with the Department of Defense and the kind of work that you did.
Yeah, absolutely. So I worked for three presidents and six secretaries of defense on and off over the last 20 years or so. So if you can think of something that happened in the world over the last 20 years or so, I probably touched it somehow from the Department of Defense. Made a wish
upon that sounds really frightening.
I feel like anything I say, you're going to be like, I can't talk about it. All right.
No, definitely not. But it's so neat. So like in the last job that I had, I was working on thinking through how should we spend about $850 billion. What should the strategy be for the U.S. military? How do we understand the world? What are the conflicts that we're worried about? What are the opportunities ahead? You know, how do we make sure that tomorrow America is just as safe as it is now?
So much to cover.
Yeah.
Really, there's a lot to cover. I want to learn more, first of all, about National Security Action. This is the group who reached out and contacted us to get you on the show. Can you tell us who makes up this group and what their motivation is?
This is a group really dedicated to reminding folks about national security and foreign policy issues. Effectively reminding folks that it's pretty relevant for this election that we have in coming.
We have talked to you. I'm assuming you're familiar with National Security Leaders for America.
Indeed, and they actually just put out a letter that you might have seen.
Yes.
Nearly 1,000 folks. It's an honor to be one of those folks.
Yeah, they came out endorsing Kamala Harris for president. We have had a number of their members on over the last few months, and we have a couple more coming up that we're going to talk to you right before the November election. But that's quite a statement and quite a show of support for the Harris campaign and quite an indictment of a second potential Trump administration and the dangers that that could bring, right?
You're absolutely right, Jane. And what's interesting is it's not just who's signing these letters saying we think the vice president knows exactly what's right in terms of being strong and a serious commander-in-chief. What's also interesting is the contrast with the folks who are saying they don't want President Trump to come back. So you look at his secretaries of defense, for example, his national security advisors. A lot of his top folks are saying, actually, he's pretty reckless, he's pretty impulsive, and this isn't a great idea.
Well, and the other thing that I, some of the things that I have seen when I'm reading different things about this, something that makes Donald Trump so particularly vulnerable to outside influencers is how easy he is to flatter and manipulate. I mean, it doesn't seem to take much to gain his favor if you flatter him.
It's a great point, Jane. I'll also say what I find a little bit worrisome is how often he's changing his views. And I mean, you might recall a couple of years ago he was threatening war via Twitter with North Korea, and then he quickly backed down. I mean, that sort of impulsive behavior is pretty terrifying. And you can imagine if you're a partner of the United States, you're looking around and saying, "Hey, what's next? What do we have to worry about next?"
That's concerning.
The way he's painting himself now is that he doesn't admonish these leaders, Putin or Kim Jong-un. He now, what he does is, he acts as the guy who says, I tell them not to do it. They're not going to do it. If I'm there, they won't do it. Because I tell them they won't do it. Because, you know, dictators really listen to outside advisors on this.
All the time.
When they want to control their people or take over their country, suppress them. You know, that would sound pretty awesome.
Spot on. Look, words are interesting. Right? And when we look at the actions, I mean, President Biden and Vice President Harris have brought together more than 50 countries to help support Ukraine's military. That's an astonishing number. And I'm sure you all know this, but actually most of the assistance that the United States gives to Ukraine's military actually gets spent in the United States.
But you're right. I mean, a lot of the weapons that we're providing with them are being manufactured in the U.S., correct?
Yes, absolutely. More than 60% of the assistance that Ukraine's military has gotten has gone to USA, U.S. So it's actually creating jobs. It's an effort to not just invest in what's happening in the free world, but also to invest in America, to invest in America.
Well, and other things that I've seen, Mara, say that what has happened to Russia's armies and Russia's defense forces, that's an investment that is paying off. I mean, without U.S. soldiers on the ground in Ukraine, what the Ukrainians have managed to do to the Russian army has been devastating. Absolutely devastating. To whine about that they're not paying their fair share, like there's a bank of NATO, which does not exist, and it's about using their own economy So obviously not every country is capable of doing that, but it's not like they're paying nothing. And as you just pointed out, now more of them are saying, you know what, we're going to put more effort into doing this.
Just out of curiosity, when you have traveled with President Biden this year, and hope you enjoy the country and community.
WRCO-FM 100.
As a standard question, we ask all of our guests this, by the way.
You ask all of that.
At 5 o'clock,
when I have seen the president or the secretaries of defense that I work for, they're pretty thoughtful and respectful and polite towards our allies and partners. Absolutely. You're just a lot more successful, right? When you try to work with folks in that regard. You also have to be firm with them, to be sure. Right? Firm with your partners and, above all, very firm and serious with your adversaries, right? When you're sitting down with the Russians or with the Chinese, making it very clear what the United States believes is okay and what the U.S. is okay.
Something Dr. Carlin said at the beginning of this interview was that you worked for how many presidents? And I think that's important to talk about because that right there is speaking to your expertise that was kept on in the government for so many years. And that is something that if Project 2025 has its way, will not be the case. And will not rely upon people like you with expertise and thought and advice to give to those leaders. It's going to be about who sucks up the sycophants, the yes men, and the acolytes to those who only see Donald Trump as the leader. And people like yourself will be seen out of the building because they don't want that. They don't want any sort of different opinion. They want their opinion.
You know, Greg, you're bringing up a really important point. We are in a tough, complex, dangerous time in the world, right? And so making sure that we have the most capable, competent government is really important. Frankly, making sure that we have leaders who are experienced, who are going to be professional, who are going to be serious, and who are going to be prepared and level-headed. I mean, there have been times over the last few years that we've been very nervous about things like nuclear weapons, for instance, right? Or wars that are already problematic getting even bigger. If you don't have these things to talk to folks, gosh, who wish we were going to have those situations.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about Project 2025 and Schedule F and replacing all of these civil servants with essentially sycophants. And I always equated to think of your least qualified, least accomplished cousin getting a job in the Defense Department because they love Trump and they're MAGA and that's the only qualification they need. That should terrify everybody.
Sacrifices? Don't we owe it to those folks?
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains.
Again, members
over
of the National
Solid and Ultra Flat
for America.
Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain
the
and texture of your wood
side.
While protecting it from ailments
our
like rain,
with Dr.
sun, Carlin. And snow.
Stay here.
For a stunning,
you're listening
durable
to Matt
finish
on
and
air
last. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
This one goes out to
Richland
all the
County
grandmas
Bank
and grandpas
in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people
today,
and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different
in
people
in
a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your
then
local
you
hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank.
Dollars.
See what
as
a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland
Financial
Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Normal folks like us call it giving money to your family.
Ever walk into your basement and see this? Okay, maybe it doesn't sound like an old cartoon episode, but bowing or cracked basement walls are serious signs of foundation issues. Hi, Brent from Tri-State Basement. We have multiple professionally engineered solutions and can fix any of your basement and foundation problems. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today and ask us about our foundation repair solutions. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
The Todd Alma Show. Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just About Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yes. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson,
as a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call, text, leave a message on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to echo and ruin, very excited to have our next guest with us, Dr. Mara Carlin. Has a very nice resume. She is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy, Plans, and Capabilities with the Department of Defense, worked for three different presidential administrations, and is here for National Security Action, talking about the ramifications of either a Harris presidency or another Trump administration term. And so what are, I mean, obviously Ukraine and Russia is still a major conflict that's going on, Dr. Carlin. We have Israel and Hezbollah and Israel and in Gaza and that whole mess. So what is our next president going to have to face once they step into the Oval Office?
You know, it's exactly the right question, Jim. I mean, we are probably in the most complex and dangerous period of time right now. Frankly, since the Cold War, we see the biggest land war in Europe since the end of World War II. We see China acting in all sorts of irresponsible ways in the Pacific. We see a conflict across the Middle East that doesn't appear to be ending anytime soon. And so I think it's pretty clear that the next president is talked and ready. They're going to be judges on all of these things, any of which could frankly escalate in different ways. And so we've got to think a little bit about whether we want, frankly, our next president to be someone who wants America to go in it alone, is pretty comfortable appeasing dictators and letting them do what they want, or someone more like Vice President, frankly, who's got a ton of experience, who's met with more than 150 world leaders, and has been deep in helping deal with and de-escalate a number of these big challenges.
I mean, Donald Trump has said out loud that Vladimir Putin can do whatever the hell he wants if these countries, again, don't pay up. Like, he thinks he's, I always think he thinks he's directly getting a check from these countries, or that he thinks he should be getting a check directly from these countries when he tells them to pay up for NATO.
He might build it when he's done.
Yeah, he probably would. It is just, as you said, it's very dangerous. It's very unsettling. It's, and the countries that you mentioned who have stepped up, they're all in defense of their own defense. They have to be terrified about Vladimir Putin. And we had Ron Johnson, our own U.S. senator here in Wisconsin, saying Putin can't lose. So why are we supporting the Ukrainians? Putin can't lose. Can he lose?
Jane, I hate to say it, but it just cut out a Putin. So,
right. Based on that. Can Putin lose the war in Ukraine? Because our U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, our senior senator here in Wisconsin, has said Putin can't lose this war. So why should we support Ukraine? Are we still having sound issues?
Dr. Carlin, if it's cutting out, you can call us. You can call the studio at 855. I'll scroll it on the screen. 855-752-4842. We can continue the call.
That happens sometimes.
Yes. Yep.
There are technical glitches and technical issues. And if we can't rejoin with Dr. Carlin, we'll make sure and get her back on in the next couple of weeks. We did have some questions coming in from folks that were curious. Here's one, a follow-up question on how could people like Elon continue to get contracts with the government when his behavior is completely unacceptable and unstable. I don't know if Dr. Carlin would be able to address that, but we are going to try and get her back on in the couple of minutes that we have left. If she can just call into the show at 855-752-4842. Meanwhile, if you're listening and you have not entered our Go for the Green Gold Text to Win statewide contest, do that right now on the Civic Media app. Text in the word jewelry, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y. Jewelry is the word you want to text in by noon today. And then Todd Alba will have your next word in the 1 o'clock hour, and Dominic Salvia at 4 p.m. I don't know if we're going to be able to reconnect with Dr. Carlin.
She's
calling right now. We'll only have a couple of minutes left with her. But again, really the group is together, called National Security Action.
They all know the other fella.
And Dr. Carlin is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy, Plans, right, and Capabilities with the Department of Defense for three different presidents and, their administrations.
Yes, they all go,
and she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. We need that kind of expertise in those positions of power.
Absolutely. I believe Dr. Carlin is on the phone as we speak. Sorry about that, Dr. Carlin. I'm glad you were able to join us. We were just asking about Vladimir Putin. Our senior senator in Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, has said Putin can't lose the war against Ukraine, so why should we arm Ukraine? They're going to lose anyway.
A story about a place I know down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
And consistently push back on Putin's war, and frankly take it more towards Putin's homeland as well. So I'm not really sure where Senator Johnson is seeing this from. It's actually a very significant fight, and the Ukrainian military is really impressive.
I mean, to be fair, and I don't mean to make light of it, we also, as Wisconsinites, don't understand where he gets most of his information when he says anything about anything.
There's,
I mean,
that.
The newest thing now is that the Great Depression was an inside job, so it really kind of goes on. I mean, but there's something to be said about the fact that these men in power are saying things that people just go, oh, yeah, of course. That's why we need people like you, Dr. Carlin, to give us the real expertise in it.
Well, we are just about out of time, Dr. Carlin. Again, sorry about our connection issues. It's been a very, very interesting conversation. We would love to have you back on if you are interested and available.
I would be delighted. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Carlin. Dr. Marla Carlin has been our guest. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was to meet with G7 foreign ministers Monday evening. Goal, finding an off-ramp in the hostilities between Israel and now Hezbollah. Lebanon.
Against Hezbollah, nearly 500 dead and well over 1,600 injuries, according to Lebanese officials.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. In this country, thanks but no thanks. The response by the union representing striking machinists and Boeing to the aerospace giant's latest offer that the membership will not even vote on. Jazz great Benny Golson passed away in New York City. His agent said it was a short illness. He worked with many jazz giants during a seven-decades-long career. Benny Golson was 95. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X,
my mama
and Instagram.
Down in Alabama, they tied the knot, so here I am.
I'm Derek Tritt. Wisconsin needs to know. The UW system has reversed course. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing campus enrollment data. For example, UW students' point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Warsaw campuses. After backlash, they reversed that decision. Meanwhile, UW's superior is set to get a point in classroom.
The University of Wisconsin Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the CDN and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana and will sail up the Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
We live a cigar and stuff.
Enjoy this local program. Find the complete Civic Media CivicMedia.us or
he said, son, we got a deal for you. I'm going to make you a star, give you 50,000.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Just because you've been part of a hit show for 10 years doesn't mean you're still on the slam dunk.
I tell you right now, I was born to boogie.
A one-off called Hitch with Him would have featured Stone Street and co-star Jason Kyle Ferguson, who is Tim Parker, Richard Fisher, and Larry Bailey, was in development but ended up not getting the green light. What was his reaction when he heard the network pass? He said his feet were hurt. Actress Lee Moore says she biked 60 miles a day after becoming a mom for the second time.
What I do now is what I did then. I like to get down all my rowdy friends.
Malibu and 30 miles home. I guess that's an excuse to get away from a crying baby. The actress admitted she felt pressured at around weight, but also that at the time it was important to have her back in shape as well, and there was no way she was giving up the lunch with Betty that could do for her. For more show that's fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wobble, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. Civic Media Radio Network.
A meteorologist, Rodney Price, said any sprinkles out there will come through at the end. We'll see plenty of clouds across the area. A little patchy fog forming as well. After dropping to the mid and upper 40s. After the fog on Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 54.
Nightlight with Beach Wobba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps. This model. This is the ultimate.
Why would you name a toilet that? Just the serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. And air on air.
Want to give a shout-out to Scott from Shortwood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matinair on air. Scott is a friend who has a 3D printer, and they named Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt, so Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that the
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matinair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad Who Live Overseas. Your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You won't read that book again.
Of Chicago when daylight is ending and
Good morning and welcome back to Mountaineer on Air. Jane Mountaineer, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text. It's the name, same number. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin.
Oh, where is he?
How quickly that came.
Oh,
I'm just going to spill out after we were last week. Coming up at 11:50, we're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And if you ever have anything, send it in to James. If you ever have something,
there we are.
Be a thing. Send it in to James Says, JaneSays, JaneSays@civicmedia.west, and we will make sure that we include that in the show. I stumbled on this article this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Kelly Meyerhofer. And I just think it's funny. I do. I think it's hilarious. The headline reads, "What's Wisconsin's beef with Illinois?" If you could, for some, it's the many tourists. Yeah. What is our issue with Illinoisans?
Is it Illinoisian?
I'm fairly certain it's Illinoisian. What would you call it?
I have no idea. Illinoisans?
Illinoisans? I like that better, but I don't think it's accurate.
Illinoisians?
Is it Illini or is that just the college?
I think it's just the college.
I think it's just the college.
Yeah. But I mean, if there was only a website on the internet that could tell us what the answer is.
I'm pretty sure it's Illinoisians.
I think you're right.
If I'm incorrect, 855-752-4842. And we'd also like to know, what is it that annoys you about people from Illinois? Again, story in today's Journal Sentinel from Karen Kelly Meyerhofer. She talked to people in Lake Geneva specifically because it's right over the border, obviously. And they get all kinds of tourists from Illinois because it's so close. And it's beautiful. Lake Geneva is a beautiful place. Many in Lake Geneva would rather gripe about it. They say Illinois tourists don't know how to drive. They don't know how to park. They don't know how to back their boat into the lake. They take over the town. They're condescending, patronizing, always in a hurry, and lack common courtesy. The mayor of Lake Geneva, which is hilarious, Lake Geneva Mayor Todd Krause, says he admits he sometimes turns to tourists for comic relief. I'm going to go sit on my porch later today and watch people try and parallel park for a good 2 hours. It's absolutely hysterical.
Now, know that when we're talking about this, folks, our tongue planted firmly in cheese. This is not meant to start a state war.
No.
But I don't. The driving.
Is it the speeding?
It's the speeding. And that's the thing is, this is how I know I'm in the right here. My friends from Chicago, specifically Chicago, Illinois, on the whole, like, you guys just drive so slow. I'm like, what? The speed limit? They're not happy. And for them, it's 10 miles over the speed.
Yeah, which is slow
to them.
So they're the ones when I'm going 70, they're going 90.
Correct. And, you know, some people in Wisconsin drive fast too. It's not a state thing, but yeah. And then also, you're a Brewers fan. The Cubs experience is not.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They're like, yeah, we're Chicago Cubs fans. We love Chicago. Like, yeah, where are you from? I'm from Schaumburg.
But they very clearly don't know where they're going a lot of times, and it leads to them making choices.
Calvin, I'm gonna let you in a little secret. The roads that are in Wisconsin, as someone who's in Kenosha, are the same roads that are in Illinois. They're the same roads, made of the same material, using the same yellow paint, using the same, you know, like, it's the same. They're more daring, and I mean that. Like, they make choices as far as driving that are like, why are there 10 cops around?
And you never see cops in the freeways in Illinois.
No,
I don't think I have ever seen any. We drive them all to O'Hare. I don't think I've ever seen a cop.
Because they drive 20 miles an hour faster than people driving past them anyway.
A couple of texts coming in from WLAK. and Henry Illinoisers. Steve from Milwaukee Illinoisians, because they annoy everyone. From Green Bay on WGBW, Illinoisia is the loss of the, you know, of the ability to drive. Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, folks. Great show. I lived in Green Bay for many years, and I was surrounded by white Illinois. I also, my office was in the loop in Chicago, so I experienced driving in Chicago firsthand, as well as in Dortmund in Recreationalville. And the thing that you have to understand with Illinois drivers, there are two speeds. That is acceleration, blow and that is for smash and break. That's it, two speeds. Fast,
yeah, exactly.
You're not used to that. When they go across into the rural, dress, you know, slip green lake really is rural wilderness, but nonetheless, they struggle with that because your friends ain't gonna driving with, you know, 8-9 million people trying to get to the same place they're at. If you break them down individually, one-on-one, there are a couple people, they're great. When it comes to you,
thank you, Rob. Really appreciate you checking in, and always thank you for listening. Tony on the live stream says, my local quick trip guy told me I can't wait until these terrorists leave. Then he specifically said, not tourists, terrorists. It was hilarious.
I mean, it's, look, I know that nobody's perfect, and I know that everyone in Illinois drives poorly, but the thing is that that's who we see. And when I'm driving home at night from the club after two shows and it's 12:30 a.m., first of all, I'm almost always driving the speed limit, if not 5, maybe 10 miles over. But when I can feel a car coming up on my left going real fast, hear that zooming, and they just plow past me, more times than not.
And it would, I guess that would, because I drove down to the border on Saturday over the weekend to meet a friend for lunch, and it's the passing on the right that freaks me out when they're going 90 in the far right lane.
Yeah, or they're swerving.
Yeah, this swerving in and out.
Regardless of what state you live in, it's the swerving that I really don't like either. And but I think we should maybe bring it back to the base of the story, which is it has to do with how they treat Wisconsin when they're here, vacationing, and that there's a lack of self-awareness there. And you're in someone else. I mean, yes, it's your vacation, but you're also your company, and you should treat the people that you're around with respect. And if people in that area are noticing it, you can't say it's not true.
This is about we're referring to an article from Kelly Meyerhofer in today's Journal Sentinel. What's Wisconsin's beef with Illinois? For some, it's the many tourists. And she talks to people in Lake Geneva, which of course is right over the border, and also in Door County, because there are a lot of people from Illinois who have property and bought property in Illinois. So they certainly do add to the tax base.
They do.
You know, and they bring in a lot of money. For tourism over the summer months and probably even into the winter months, because we all know there's nothing to do.
Well, I mean, once you're in Chicago, it's great. Once you have anything else, it's just like you got yourself a chain restaurant or corn. Have you ever driven to St. Louis from Wisconsin? I feel like I committed a crime, and that is my punishment.
Calvin,
I was like 10 or 12 years old, but my family had a camping trailer for a few years, and for whatever reason our group that we went camping with did Thanksgiving in St. Louis, so we were camping in St. Louis. It was like a casino parking lot type.
Nice. Really,
that's not camping, that's just,
it was a weird setup, but we saw the arch, the zoo. They have a really cool zoo in St. Louis.
But driving through Illinois must have been really scintillating. It's quarantine. It's just lots and lots of six figures, no decimal. Except for the Peru areas, is a little flat. It's a little flat. That was my 5-year plan. Troy from Montana, thank you for your patience, Troy. And thanks for checking in with us. What did you want to say? But it's all right, because I'm in good company.
Memorial Day weekend again. I could have chased until I was dead.
live? Oh, I don't live in Japan. It's terrible.
Well, where do you live?
Oh, I live in Evanston. I live in, you know, well, Deer Creek.
Be proud of Evanston.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Troy, my heart goes out to you. I decided, unless there's something really going on here, I don't go to Cubs anymore.
Straight from the well, make them strong. It's that bad.
For me, personally. And I don't like it. There's an obnoxiousness to it. Don't enjoy it. I personally wish all fans of the United States stay home at all times. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. I can't change anything. But yeah, Troy, and this whole thing of like, you want to put ketchup on the hot dogs. A lot of people do.
Thank you, Troy. You can always join us as well at 855-752-8842. What is our problem with Indonesians or Illinoises? As I'm seeing on the text line, Brett from Pewani listening in Green Bay on WGBW. They go 80 miles an hour to Door County, and then they slow down to 40 and look at the same kind of farms they flew by all the way up.
That's the other thing, too, is they'll do like, you're doing, it's a freeway 7, and you're doing 7. Or if, let's say you're doing 80, and that's pretty fast. That is a full. They're on your tail. Like, you're not already breaking the law. If you don't like it, go around. Calvin confirmed it, but I also looked it up. Illinois. But point is, I'm just kidding, my friends
Schmidt
from Illinois.
Woodland Hills,
I love you very,
the only
very much.
Continuum of
please
care
hire me
in Richland County is on the forefront
Chris
of high quality
Madison,
care for senior citizens in our area.
There's a reason
our
the FIB acronym
overhead
doesn't stand for friendly Illinois
flesh. Since 2014, we are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov.
What did the mayor call it?
Long-term care
because he had to keep it very.
If you want the very best
clean, let me find it. Yes, the mayor of Lake Geneva,
Woodland Hills,
said he calls them part Illinois buckets.
Please call 647-8931 for more.
Whether it's on the farm,
Oh my gosh,
has the parts to get the job
done. Illinois people, I can't stand them right now.
Angie from Monroe on the line. Good morning, Angie. We only got about a minute and a half left.
For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Bosco.
I've never been there. Is Sunnyside not a good place to be?
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts?
Oh, the dispensary, yes.
We have single or double-wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6-inch diameter.
Tom from L.A. actually texted that in. Wisconsin gives more to Illinois in weed sales. We certainly do help support their weed industry. There is no doubt about that. Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you so much for listening. All right, when we return, we still have a couple more minutes. Text the word via the Civic Media app.
Hi,
Jewelry,
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
Jewelry is the word to text in.
Now is
in our statewide text to win gold for the green or gold contest.
Coverage
when we return,
insurance through Clary Memorial
we'll be back
Funeral
with this
Home.
Shouldn't
your pre-funded
be a
policy
thing.
Called Pathway
so keep it here
is guaranteed
on the Civic
and can
Media
be used anywhere
network.
In the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Shout out.
company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua.
It's National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than the Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknight from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Tom Selby Show.
Running for the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Next chance to play in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd. So text the word right now, Jewelry, JEWELRY, and get in the running for those grand prizes. It is 11:52, and that means, Calvin, it is time for
hitting me without a warning. A strong and sweet melody.
Definitely, this
shirtless.
You're the one who found this.
I found this, yeah. I feel like you raised your hat
before. I just find it all interesting that they're writing about it. Here's the headline. Gen Z have canceled the thumbs up promotion, and here's why you should worry.
Thanks, Calvin.
Well, look what you did, Calvin.
John.
What's with the thumbs up emotion?
I think that this article is just fucking I don't think Gen Z did anything with the thumbs up emoji. So what you're saying is that your thumbs down in this idea. Yeah. Okay.
John Brandon is a senior contributor to Forbes magazine who covers social media trends. I'm sorry, Galvin, but he says it's your fault. Gen Z and cancel the thumbs up emoji, and here's why you should worry.
Songs with
now, this is the line that got me a few years ago. Writers like me started using the word cachet more and more in articles online and print. Although now it's lost its flavor. Thanks for pointing that out.
You know what I love is that it turned you on, Gen Zers, this turned you on Forbes magazine.
Yes, that's why it's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
He says I started using emojis in business communication, mostly with colleagues, as a way to relay emotion. Well, grasp that aspect of emojis, and John, well done.
Yeah.
I'm extremely late to the emoji party, but I'm here, smiling face.
And I know.
Monday. Over the last few months, I've learned some incredible how often I use emojis. It's an entire language you have to learn. I'll add a smiley face to every joke with colleagues. I've known to use a variety of emojis to show agreements. All good so far, but now the thumbs up. It's very common on Facebook, and I use it all the time. I use it all the time.
I really use it.
So the emojis are out of favor with the Gen Z crowd. Thumbs up emoji. Some see it as too abrupt and rude. And the heart emoji, again, I went to Forbes magazine. As her emoji.
You know, I know what Ramon means, Jane, and Calvin knows what Ramon means. Would you tell all of our audience members who don't know what that word means?
That would be forbidden.
Gotcha.
That would be no.
Oh, is that German? Like, Verboten. Guy who had one conversation. He had something in prison. This is one guy who had a conversation with an intern and decided to make his life's work to like call out a generation. Which, by the way, I looked up this guy. He's Generation X by a country. He's He's not an old guy either. So this is. I cannot stand when Generation X takes on these fights.
Well, and then see, this makes me feel hipper than him.
Yeah.
Let me say before my heart
I'm gonna take that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that as a win for me.
Yeah, I mean, sure, he's Gen X, you claim, but he just, like, sounds like a boomer. Yeah, oh, no, I don't disagree with you.
I absolutely, like, one of the, I'm trying to find it. He's, like, talked about, like, oh, it's hard to keep up with the emoji lexicon. It's an ever-evolving, it's like,
I think he way too much about
seriously.
No, I. That's the thing. That's the thing, Calvin. That completely go get him, firefighters. That's the thing that totally steams my grits on this. Is I don't. For one thing, I don't like intergenerational swap. It gets us nowhere. It provides stupid talking points and stories like this. But also, when people who are about my age start sounding like my mother, who doesn't sound like this, she's 80. I'm like, dude, we're the silent generation. We're not supposed to care, but this is supposed to be beneath us. Don't thumbs up all you want, bro. But also, like, the way you describe it, like, I'm new to the game. Oh, just stop right there, buddy. This should have been a tweet. This whole thing should have been a tweet.
John Brandon, contributor for Forbes. I'm sorry, but this article should not have been a thing.
I know what I love about this, Gene, is that we could have easily, me and you could just dunked on Calvin for the past 8 minutes, but we didn't. We came together as a group, three of us, to dunk on this dude who has no idea.
Forbes, but yes, essentially we're done. Forbes. All right, that concludes today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And if you have a thing that should not be a thing, send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us and text in the word on the app jewelry before 12 noon today. Next chance with Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and have a chance to share it. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
WRCE, Teach Wawa.
Next night, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller. I welcome Dean Donaldson, president of the Warrens, Wisconsin Cranberry Festival. But you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Teach Wawa, weeknights from 6 to 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Swimming hole. Don't get this no is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richmond.